All right, well, here we are. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell. Had to have a beer for this one. It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Married at First Sight Recap, episode 8,
is yeah, it? Yeah, season 13, episode 8.
It hurt my heart when they said we have, you know, 6 more weeks. I'm like, you're killing me.
You're excited. And, you know, so here's the thing about this, man. You know, here's how we got here, because as you can tell, Terrell is extremely excited about this. He made a deal with the devil at one point or another in his lifetime and said he'd never watched The Bachelor until there was a black bachelor. Lo and behold, ABC said, we got you covered. Enter Matt James, and he had to watch the show. So, me being the great friend that I am, I watched it with him. And him being the good friend that he is, I voluntold him that he was going to have to watch one of my shows, which is Married at First Sight. And here we are, season 13, episode 8. How you feeling?
I got a question. How is it you're the great friend and I'm the good friend? Like, that's fine. That's fine.
One of us just happens to be a better friend than the other. That's all.
It's all right. It's all right. After 20 years, now I know. I just need to know where I stood. That's all I needed to know is where I stood.
Look, I did not come kicking and screaming to watch that shitty show. You came kicking and screaming to watch this wonderful show.
Just know this. If I get married, you've now been demoted to usher. Just want you to know that. you were best man. You were best man, but now you're going to be telling people where to sit. Are you the bride or the groom? You're over here. That's your job.
That's okay. I'm married, but the ceremony is next year, and you're going to be the valet.
That's fine. As long as you pay me, I'm good.
Oh my God. So what'd you think of this week's episode, man? Because, you know, they're in the houses now. Now it's time for the housewarmings. You ready to go down by couples? Let's start with Jose and Rachel.
I still feel like they're going to make it. I get where the experts put them together. I think that they do complement each other. Mm-hmm. Jose is just so over the top. You know, yes. I've never invited people. I don't have my bills, credit score, budget on a wall, on a whiteboard where everybody can see. And then I don't constantly tell people, you know, I bought a house in Pearland. I have this 800 credit score. And I do this. Like, who talks like that? So it's just so over the top. But the one thing I noticed today when they had the get together, as Jose was talking, there was just something about him. I feel like, oh, this is fake. Like, this just seems.
Yeah.
Like, you're putting on a character in front of all these people. But I just thought that was odd. But I really like them today. I thought they had a great show. I still believe they're going to make it.
They definitely had a great show. I think the thing with them is that she's definitely kind of resigned to just, okay, I'm going to allow. He's still. I think he wants a child, not a spouse, really and truly, is what he wants. He wants a pet, not a spouse. I mean, he just wants something else to control at the end of the day. I mean, and like, to your point, I know they're family friends, but do you have to break out all the bills and show them? Do you have to break out the credit score and show them? It's like, that's the only thing he could talk about. It's like, come on, man. Get past it. What else is there? And the fact that it's like, you know, well, I've been planning for this my entire life. You should be planning for some fun, too.
Do you think it's that Latin machismo thing? You know, you lived in San Antonio for a long time. You grew up seeing it. I feel like he has that kind of vibe.
Probably does, very much so. I will say, if you follow the folks on Twitter who follow the hashtag MAFS, then he was probably happiest in this episode when he was hugging Johnny. But, I mean, you know, I'm not saying this. That's what the people on Twitter are saying, okay? So don't come for me. Go for them.
I figured that was going to come up. But I thought that was nice of him.
I thought that was nice of him. I thought so, too.
You know, I think that's what, you know, that's what boys do, right? And so I think they're all bonding through this experience. I think when he was hanging with the fellas, he wasn't sharing too much or stirring the pot. I mean, I think he is a genuinely good person. He just has his issues. And his issues, if you look at it, okay, he's really financially responsible, has a vision, has goals. Okay. Those aren't bad things. They're just he's at an extreme. But they're not bad things.
The problem isn't Jose. The problem is they matched them with the wrong person. It would have been amazing had they matched them with Merla, because it wouldn't have been just smooth sailing, because he doesn't want to spend a dime. She's spending everything. I mean, she's still saving some too, and we'll get to that, but that would have been amazing to watch those fireworks. What was also devoid of fireworks was Brett and Ryan. I mean, whew. I even forgot they were on the show. Did you have any notes from them? Because I have absolutely none.
You know, it wasn't a whole lot. I think Brett is letting her walls down a bit, and mm-hmm. she's starting to get more comfortable. I still think Ryan is the same Ryan. Mm-hmm. I really hate that he does poor eye contact when he's having a conversation with people. It just bothers me that he does that. I like his taste, that charcuterie board. I'm like, Ryan, my dude, that's
He said
a good
it was
going
to be off the chain. He promised.
Yeah.
And then
no,
he delivered.
It was.
Women on Twitter were impressed. They were like,
he did it big. So I thought it was good. Mm-hmm. And I think when he had kind of the sidebar conversations, I feel like he's trying to play it safe in what he yeah. says. That's why he's kind of looking all over the place. But they were kind of boring today, which is not bad, because at least you know more about this than I do. This is my first time and only time watching this show. And it seems like every episode, somebody's the highlight of the drama. Mm-hmm. And then somebody has a really good mm-hmm. day. And then it kind of flips and flops all over the place.
I think it was Chris Rock who once said, I think it was in the Never Scared, you know, the good relationships are always boring. You know, the exciting relationships, that's when you just never know someone's going to walk in, you gave me herpes! You
know? I don't know if that's an exciting relationship, but...
He's a comedian, so I mean, we just took him for his word. Bao and Johnny, though. When her friends came over, the first thing I thought was, I need Bao's friends to tell her to wash her ass, okay? First things first. Let's just get that out the way. What? Am I wrong?
They're used to it. I mean, maybe they have bidet, and she does. She has a bidet.
Okay.
You're talking about washing her armpits. That's totally different.
Look, let me explain something to you. I love the fact that her friend gave her a book. You know, she comes first, you know, has the, you know, the fruit on the front. It's all about, it's a sex book. It's supposed to help spice up the marriage and everything. And only thing Johnny is thinking is, yeah, but she got to wash it first. We don't eat fruit without washing it. Rule number one.
Oh, shoot. Especially after the days of Corona, you need to wash everything off. Just me on the safe side. So, Bao and Johnny, for me, today made me feel like they're not going to make it. And yeah. it's Johnny. I don't
yeah.
think Johnny...
And can't believe it.
This goes back to what I said. If anybody wants to watch my comments on that first 3-hour episode, the things that Johnny wants, Bao can't connect. And I think Bao wants a business partner. Johnny wants a lover.
Wait.
Hold on. Bao okay, wants a business partner. Johnny wants a lover. I think that's the difference. That they do work well together if they're business partners. But... It's the romance and all that was off. But Johnny seems like he's about to run. All that crying. We talked about that last time. You know, a little sand. But all that crying he's doing. And I think he's realizing, like, oops, this isn't for me. She's a cute girl. Actually, his words were, she has a body that, you know, that I like. Mm-hmm. She's cute. Mm-hmm. Right? And then, but her personality is just not clicking with him. So I don't see them, even though it ended, you know, where it seemed like they reckoned, I just don't see it working out, because I feel like they're just way too different. Mm-hmm. Now, I do like the fact that her friend gave her that book, or gave Johnny that book, because that's what she has.
Did you see how excited she was?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see how unexcited Johnny was?
It's been like 8 years, because as of right now, Johnny's not excited to sleep with her. She's not giving him any reason to be.
What are you
Besides,
talking
she's
about?
Cute.
She's the one. She said this. She's the one making all the moves on him. He's the one. And again, you know, Johnny's in his mindset, like he's like, oh, I think I've made a mistake, and you know, maybe I wasn't ready for this. And I think the reason is because it can be fixed. All she's got to do is take her ass in the shower, and it'll be fixed. Look, you want Johnny to ravage you and eat the fruit and all that good stuff? Wash. That's Start there. We shouldn't have to have this conversation. And the fact that we have to, I feel for you, Johnny, but man up. We said this to Zach in the first episode. Now, Johnny, man up. Don't be standing there. Run away from the cameras like a real man would do. Don't stand there and cry in front of the camera.
And then, hey, hold up. You're not freaking five. What's this using your t-shirt? I'm sorry. I thought he was going to blow his nose into his shirt. I was like, what are you doing? You got on a white tee. Why are you rubbing your stuff in that? But he got consoled by Jose.
What's the fruit for?
Yeah. But I think he has some serious reservations, and I think they are valid. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe it may be what they talked about communication. So in her mind, she's putting an effort to show affection. He's not mm-hmm. seeing it. It's kind of like when we were younger. For some people, first base was holding hands. For other people, first base was, you know, rubbing a butt or something. I don't know. But they have different ideas maybe what first base is. And so she's not mm-hmm. providing the love language that Johnny needs, which I've said this before. This is why it's not going to work out.
I don't get that. I think he's just not attracted to her because he said she was very childish in her mannerisms. He didn't like that. He's not into his R. Kelly vibe, so he didn't like that childish shit she was doing, right? And then, yeah, exactly. Don't want to go for kissing, a deep, passionate kissing. You know, that's just not going to do it. And then the other part is she just won't wash. Just wash. Trust me. He'll be there if you wash. All the problems they have can be resolved with a shower.
So you're saying that a loofah, some Dove, and some hot water, and that's going to fix it.
It's amazing what that can do, at least to start. And that should be the base. That's the foundation. That's the base model. You know, does the car come with doors? Of course it does. Does this marriage come with a shower? Of course it does. I'm just saying, wash your ass and watch how shit changes. Like, I'll tell you what's going through Johnny's mind. I'll tell you why Johnny cried on camera. I mean, I joke with Johnny and say, get away, run away, and don't cry on camera. But I understand why he was crying on camera, because he's like, she doesn't like to shower. Even if she goes to the gym, I'm going to be stuck with this funky mother for the rest of my life.
What if she doesn't stink when she works out?
She goes to the gym to work out. She says she's too tired after the gym to shower. That means she's putting in work. She's working up a sweat, burning the calories. I'm just saying, wash.
Agree to disagree on this one, but I'm still holding my ground that in 6 weeks it's going to be a no.
Yeah, unfortunately, I may be sliding to your side on this one, just because it's not looking good. And honestly, Johnny, I can't fault you, because yeah, she got to wash. Gil and Merla, we said from the get-go they weren't going to make it. And did this episode change anything for you?
Okay. I must confess that mm-hmm. in this episode, there was a glimpse where I was like, you know what? I'm rooting for these two. I want to see it work. Until she started talking about how she'll never change.
Yes.
And all that. And she's just, you know, no, I'm not going to compromise. Like, once I saw that, I was like, ugh, never mind. But Here's the other thing, though. Gil is just a straight-up gossip girl, isn't he? Like, mm-hmm. as soon as they came back from the fellas, okay, spill the tea. What
yes.
happened?
And Gossipy he wanted to Gil hear the is gossip. What they were calling him on Twitter. Gossipy Gil. That's his new
yeah.
name.
Yeah, he wanted to hear all the stuff. And then when you have family over, or the people come over for the get-together, he's mm-hmm. just spilling all the tea. Well, she does this. She still yep. won't kiss me. And then her friend, who is like a big brother to her, who's just waiting for his wife to either die or win the lotto and leave so he can try to get his hand on Merla. He's just looking at, just giving straight yeah. side eye, just standing there on the counter, just looking, just giving solid side eye. And I was just like, Gil, why are you saying all this stuff? And I think just embrace the fact that she's not into you. And it's just okay to say, you know what? Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Off camera, we're just going to ride this out.
Yeah,
you want to get a deal out of this. I just want to get through this. So let's just be cordial and ride it out. And that's it. But stop going through all the charade of this. I mean, don't fake like you're trying to. Don't think that you have a chance with Merla. You have zero shot.
I think he knows that. And especially when he, again, I agree with you. Gatsby Gill has got to stop telling everybody the business. He sat down with the boys. He told them everything. He went back home to her, told her everything about everybody else's business. Like, come on, Gatsby Gill. Kill that noise, right? But also when they had the housewarming and he's telling the business, and then especially about, well, she said that she could, asked her if she could see herself going through this entire process without a kiss. And she said yes. And I told her that, you know, then, you know, this, that. All right, great. Then his friend said, do you always move this slow, right? Notice her friend, the sister in the room, she was quietly like... She wasn't saying a word, but her eyes told me everything I needed to know. Because, look, Merla has probably had herself a one-night stand before, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that she has. I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised if she did. She has not always moved this slow, and she doesn't always move this slow. She's moving this slow with him, and you can kind of understand why, right? She's looking at this as like, I will never move into his apartment. An apartment like that. I want to have a house for this. I want to do this. And she's got what's on her plan and her vision board for what she has in mind. The experts knew this, and this is where the experts failed in this sense. Because really and truly, to match her with him and thinking that he's going to change her when her mindset is this strong and she has zero compromise, this was destined to fail, and it's definitely going to fail. If they make it, this would be the shocker of all Married at First Sight seasons.
I don't see that happening. I'll be surprised. Tell you what, let the record show. If mm-hmm. Gil and Merla make it, we'll do another reality show together.
Another Married at First Sight?
We'll do next season of Married at First Sight. I'll do that with you. If Gil and Merla make it,
San Diego. Okay, yeah, all
right. Yeah, if they make it, I'll go to this crap again. But I know, because I know I'm not worried about it. I'm going to win this one. But yeah, I mean, they're just not going to work out. Mm-hmm. She is set in who she is, and she's pretty much just straight up saying it. And then the whole dog slobbered on me and you're slobbering on the floor. I mean, all that stuff with the dog. Anybody who hates dogs is a horrible person. I said it. Anybody who hates dogs is a horrible person.
Oh, well, I guess I'm a horrible person because I'm not a dog lover.
Your last name is Rude, so.
Moving on to Zach and Michaela, and we'll go ahead over to Michaela's brother over here, Terrell. Now, here's the first thing I thought about this. Apparently, Michaela actually just simply overreacted, right? When you hear Zach talk at the beginning of this thing, you realize that she just overreacted. It's definitely a red flag. I'm with Zach on this. It's definitely a red flag, right? I'm totally on Zach's side here, and I can't deal with that overly loud, shouting, confrontational significant other either. I can't deal with a woman that's going to just bring that kind of energy at the drop of a dime and without any real cause, which is what she did. Now, I did see somebody say on Twitter, like, oh, well, this is the first black woman he's dated. And I'm like, I don't think so. But, and that's pretty shitty for them to say that about Zach in that case. I just think.
And about black women, because that's saying all black women lose their shit.
Well, no, but here's the other part, is that he said that he's dealt with this kind of woman before, and that's not what he wanted. Because like somebody else pointed out, Zach ended up with the same type of woman he's always dated in the past, and this time he didn't even pick them. So maybe it's really him. That's the problem.
So... I 100% agree that Michaela overreacted, and maybe that's why the experts put them together, because she is that overreactor and he's more of that calmer downer. But mm-hmm. what I didn't like about Zach has no poker face, because Zach is done. It's all in his eyebrows.
Oh yeah.
And it's been that way. It's been that way ever since she left the honeymoon to go back to Houston because he had COVID. He's mm-hmm. had that you know, that man squint where you just, and then once they, the fact that she tried to cancel the deal for whatever random reason, like mm-hmm. all those are red flags. Like, she has some issues, and like, we all know it. Her friends are straight up lying to Zach when he's trying to get some insight, like, hey, so no, you just got to get to know her, which is what any ride or die chick is going to say about her crazy homegirl. You don't know her like I do.
Amazing.
Yeah.
If you don't lie for me like this, you are not my friend, man. Somebody said I need friends as loyal as Michaela's because they're lying this hard with a straight face, and it's impressive, to be honest. She's so calm. Don't you recall calling her Hurricane K?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's like he's trying to, like, get that help. Yeah. And then when his boy is talking to her, he's spitting knowledge. Like, hey, look, you got to come at him a different way. If you come at him like this, he's going to shut down. And, and so after the deal, you could tell Zach was just done.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he's done.
And his friend was definitely spitting knowledge, but on deaf ears. She ain't hearing none of that shit. Well, then again, you know what? I will say, because when they did get back together at the end of the episode, she did come with a calm, but expected that to be, well, I apologize, so we're good now, right?
Yeah, but then he just went straight, like, remember really nice, emotional Zach?
Yeah.
He went straight, like, New Jack City Zach, where he was just like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, because he was done.
You don't have to do shit. You don't have to do anything. Like, we don't have to solve everything. You know, I'm worried to tell you what, he's done altogether. And it's sad because we all thought that was going to be a thing. I'm still waiting to see what sets off Hurricane Kayla with the door slam.
Yes.
Because I feel like there's more drama coming.
I can't wait.
And, I mean, like, Zach, at the end, remember at the preview of next episode?
Mm-hmm.
Where they're arguing, he's sitting there with his little sleeveless shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting for him to go, what was that movie, Hoodlum, with Lawrence Fishburne?
Yep.
Woman, I done told you. I was waiting for him just to lose it.
It's, you know.
Or he should have been like Malcolm X. Don't you yell at me in my house. that is going to be a shit show.
You are right that he's done, because when he goes, so are you staying here tonight? She goes, yeah, of course. Okay, well, I'm not.
I'm not. Because I don't feel good. I don't feel like being around you, whatever.
They need to take away their keys so they can't leave. You can sleep in another room, but per this contract, you cannot sleep somewhere else. That's what they need to put in these contracts, because that's not how life works. That's not how marriage works. You can't just go back to your own house at that time, right? That's not how it works. But I will say this. I get that he's done, but he's overreacting just a little bit in a sense. I get his point, though. Like how Johnny's a little upset that, you know, his wife doesn't shower. And not even bathe, but shower, okay? Same thing with Zach, where he's like, yo, I went to take the dogs to the damn dog care, which I told you I was going to do, and you blow up. You have such a fit. Like, you dent up our Clorox wipes. You know we need this. It's COVID. And you dent the hell out of the damn container. And then you just up and leave. Without a word, just leave. And then you come back. We sit down with Pastor Cal. We get past it. Even after you try to run away from me, but you get back and we hold hands and we kumbaya. And then all of a sudden you're like, I'm not doing the housewarming. I'm with him. Because that snap right there was enough to go, there's a lot of shit here. I'm not dealing with this crazy. I'm out. I don't blame him.
I don't blame him at all, because those are all huge red flags, and I think he's had some bad history.
Those
in his
are huge Confederate red flags.
That the little thing. But here's the deal for any man. I'm not a religious man, but if you're with a woman and y'all are getting counseling from a pastor, and in front of the pastor she can look at you and say, "You a goddamn motherfucking lie. You need to run." You need
he
to
has
run.
No respect for the pastor, for the Lord.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not religious, but if I meet someone that's a pastor, I'm like, oh, hey, I'm doing, you know, I'm nice. I'm not going to say certain things just out of respect. If I meet a priest or whatever. But the fact that you're getting counseling from a pastor, religious or not, and you go look at your partner and be like, you goddamn motherfucking lie, that girl's going to cut you.
If you haven't spent that many days together, because remember, they didn't even spend the whole week together on their honeymoon. So they've literally only spent like 3-4 days together, right?
Yep.
And you're already coming out your mouth talking to me like that? Oh, we ain't making it. Because what you're not going to do. Because I'm not going to do that to you. So then you can't do that and talk to me like I am beneath you, just like how Merla talks to Gil about, you know, talks in reference to him. She talks down to him in that kind of sense, right? And feels like she's above him. I think the same thing with Michaela. She feels like, I run this, I can do this. And no, you can't talk to people like that. And even in her explanation, like, well, in the past, I've done this, and I feel like that's probably why I did it. No. You got issues. And you shouldn't have been on the show. You need to go work that shit out. And then come back. You got some serious issues.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. I was really rooting for those two after the wedding. But you just brought up a good point. I think about, they've really only been together, you know, 4 or 5 days total, where everyone else has been together like 13 days.
Because remember, they had the wedding the next day, they went on a honeymoon, consummated that night, and then they had to separate that next day. That's 3 days. And then they came back. And when he finally came back, which was some time after that. So you're right, maybe 5 days. But it brings me to this one thing I saw here as well, too. It says, of all the following choices, what's the worst thing that can happen in a marriage? Now, you haven't been married. I have been married for a very short period of time, right? But I think both of us can actually answer this. So here are the options. 1, having a stinky spouse. 2, never getting a kiss. 3, having a crazy spouse. 4, having a broke spouse.
I have a lot of questions because, like, is the broke spouse clean and likes to kiss me?
Well,
that's different.
Yeah, but I mean, think about it. So, in the way they're going to this, you're thinking of Gil, who makes less money, right?
Yeah.
Because this is obviously based on married at first sight couples, right? The crazy spouse is obviously Michaela. Never getting a kiss is obviously Merla. And stinky spouse, I've been saying this all day. Wash your ass, Bow. What?
You gotta give this girl a complex. She already has a complex that millions of people know she snores.
If she probably washed the dirt off, she probably wouldn't snore anymore.
Wow. Wow.
She's snoring because the dirt keeps going up her nostrils.
Who hurt you? Show me on the doll where the dirty, stinky person touched you. Show me on the doll where...
the stinky people.
Goodness. Who hurt you with the dirt? Well... in that case, I would choose broke spouse.
That's the worst thing that could happen? Or if you had to just choose one, that's the one you would choose?
If I had to choose one out of those four to be with, that's the one. I think the worst that could happen is someone that wouldn't kiss me. I couldn't do that. I can give you some Dove and a loofah and be like, hey, let's take a shower together. Make it romantic. Mm-hmm. You know, but if you ain't going to kiss me, I can't.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting because that part of it, just never getting a kiss, I think, because it's easy to go, oh yeah, well, the stinky spouse can't be with somebody who smells, or can't, you know, the crazy, I can't deal with the crazy. But to me, kissing crazy is so intimate. Yeah, everybody needs a little crazy in their life.
A little crazy.
But to me, kissing is so much more intimate than even sex. If you don't enjoy kissing somebody, then... can you really be with them for the long term? You know what I mean? And then this never getting a kiss. Can you imagine living with somebody and never kissing them? Nah. So, yeah. I agree with you.
I could imagine being 13 days with somebody and never kissing them. Could imagine 5 days with the same person every day and not kissing them. No.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, we friend zone and we just going to be... I tell you what, I'm going to sleep over here. You sleep over there. Hey, do me a favor. If you see the sock on the door, don't enter.
Yeah. We lay in the bed. I just dap her up. All right, then. Boom.
I got a date tonight. I'll holler. Yeah. So, obviously, we know Gil and Merla are not going to be, bumping pelvises. But do you see anything here of who's going to be doing it next?
So we already have Jose and Rachel have done it. Zach and Michaela have done it. Mm-hmm.
Zach and Michaela, who actually revealed on Unfiltered. Now, I didn't watch Unfiltered because we've said we weren't going to watch it, but I saw an article pop up on the timeline today and explain how they got down, where she's shared. It's a little TMI is what they say. And even where Bao and Johnny were talking about the fact that they... Johnny says Bao is different off camera than she is on camera, right? We don't watch Unfiltered, so for those who are also jumping in the comments and say, hey, do you guys watch it? it was hard enough to get Terrell to watch just the regular episode. And I want to be surprised by it. So I'm trying not to. I usually try to avoid those articles. They kind of caught my attention today. But so we're looking at this. We're just looking at the episodes. And that's okay. Where we're going. So as we look at it, Zach and Michaela did it. Jose and Rachel. Who's next?
I want to say it's going to be Bao and Johnny. Mm-hmm. Because maybe that's where all their arguing tension is coming from. Mm-hmm. That they just need to have that connection.
She's right.
But what I think is going to happen is Johnny's not going to like it. And he's going to be like, oh, you know, and it's just not as, it's not as good. You know, you ever had that restaurant? It's like, I've always wanted to try the ribeye there. I've always heard it's good. And every time you just miss time, it just, they're out of reservations. You can't get in. Finally, you get in and you get that reservation and you get that ribeye. And you're just like, I could have went out back.
Did you just compare sex with a spouse to a ribeye at a restaurant?
I mean, a ribeye's a good cut. I like a ribeye. And so if someone's place says they have the best ribeye in town, I want to go check it out. I'm just saying, you go long time, finally you get a chance to get that ribeye and cut into it. You're excited. You're just like, oh, this is not what I thought.
I agree. I think Bao and Johnny are the next ones. I told you, she's been waiting on this. She was so excited when that book came. Zach is going, nope, I didn't need that book. I already got it handled. but I think Johnny and Bao are gonna be the next ones to do it. And you're probably right. Maybe he is not going to enjoy it because she's probably going to...
She might get the giggles. It's been a while since she's had that. So she might get the giggles at first.
You think it's been a while. Oh, Bao already surprised you once.
Oh, she's the hidden dominatrix that we talked about last time.
I keep telling you. Bao's got that button. And if Johnny hits it, then it's on. And he just got to, you know, who knows? It looks like they're going to have some more trouble on the horizon. She's an alpha female, and you can tell that in the way she is in her reaction to him, right?
Yeah.
And so it should be interesting to see how this plays out. We see there's some fireworks on the way for Zach and Michaela, really excited about that. Gil and Merlin looks like they're going to be doing what they do. And it seems like, I actually thought you were going to say Brett and Ryan, because, I mean, I just forgot they were on this week's episode, and it seems like they're going to have a couple things happening in the next one. They're actually getting along and having conversations, so.
I don't know. I think I still feel like they're not going to cross that line. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows? Brett might get some, but it might not be from Ryan. What?
This, you know, and as you said, Zach seems already tuned out. We've already kind of made the predictions, probably Zach or Gil, because it's somewhat of the melanin hue that is tapping up on Brett, if your source is right. So, hey, let us know who you think it's going to be. Is it going to be Zach and Brett, or is it going to be Gil and Brett? Who's going to do the Married at First Sight Australia here in the U.S.?
Oh, so that's happened before?
Oh, yeah. But two couples hooked up already. Yeah.
It so, was it like a swingers thing where they just swapped?
No, just a little cheating thing, that's all.
Wow.
kind of like what the prediction is on this one, according to your source. So, okay. We'll see if that actually happens. I'm with you. I think the money's on Zach. I thought it was going to be Gil, but it could be Zach. Zach is definitely done. And you called that one first, so I'd have to give you the props on that one. But
could be the right match, because Brett doesn't lose her shit.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Know, she's pretty chill, whatever, mm-hmm. So...
And according to some of the women on Twitter, that's probably who Zach actually would prefer to date anyway. So we'll see. I don't agree with it. I think they're very wrong. And I even said it. I even said, okay, I'll bite. Why? And didn't really give me a good answer. I'm like, okay, well, whatever. I'm not going to judge that man. I agree with him. She's a little off her rockers. And no man should have to deal with that. And no woman should have to deal with that. Matter of fact, her friends know, and this is why her friends are lying like that. Oh, once she gets to know you, she'll never do that again. They're lying. You know why? Because they get tired of her shit. And they want you to take it, Zach. And that's why. They're like, no, please, stick it out. No, seriously.
tired of her being like that third or fifth wheel.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden just getting pissed, losing her shit because the couples are holding hands and kissing in front of her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she's and I wish her well. I think anybody who puts themselves out there, let me just preface this because I know we joke, but anybody who puts their personal life out there like this in these reality shows, God bless you. I couldn't do it, but God bless you. Right? So I don't want any ill will, but your true colors are showing. This is really not going to look good on your singles resume that you're going to have in 6 weeks. So you're going to need to look into that.
Let's be honest. Some guys are going to look past that crazy and go, yeah, but.
Did you see her in those pajamas?
Did you see how happy she was the next morning? Did you see how happy he was? Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, but then all of a sudden watch that stuff turn real quick. Did you drink the last of the juice?
Oh, my God.
How come I have any more milk for my coffee? It's bullshit.
Hey, we'll be back again next week with another recap of episode 9. Don't forget, Monday we drop the audio of our main podcast. It'll be episode 53 this week as we get into season 2. Of the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Of course, we dropped a video on YouTube on Tuesdays. And then Wednesday nights, we're here to do it. Terrell's Guilty Pleasure. Married at First Sight, Season 13, the recaps.
I hate you.
I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yes, send us some of your random thoughts or some of your bullshit. We'll talk about it on the show.
Yeah, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.